The Public News Service Daily Newscast for August 18, 2022. I'm Mary Sherman. After several recent controversial rulings, a new bill that proposes term limits for Supreme Court justices could change the court's makeup.
The Supreme Court Tenure Establishment and Retirement Modernization, or TERM Act, would subject justices to 18-year term limits, after which they would be retired. The bill comes at a time when confidence in the Supreme Court fell to 25% in June, according to a Gallup poll. This is down from 36% at the same time in 2021. Georgia Representative Hank Johnson introduced the bill and feels this could keep the court relevant with the American state of mind.
Our Supreme Court is not accountable to the people in its present configuration. And so therefore, term limits will help to infuse modern thinking and keep the United States Supreme Court a modern branch of our democracy.
Should Congress approve the bill, five of the current justices would be retired from the court throughout the next 6 years. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Public health officials are expecting the White House to extend the COVID-19 public health emergency for another 90 days in mid-October. The Department of Health and Human Services had said it would issue a notice 60 days prior to ending the emergency, which would have had to occur earlier this week. An extension would ensure expanded Medicaid coverage, telehealth services, and other pandemic measures remain in place beyond the midterm elections. After an external review found shortcomings in the CDC's COVID-19 response, the nation's top public health agency says it will overhaul operations. The CDC faced heavy criticism for confusing guidance and slow responses during the pandemic, and its director says they'll take steps to modernize and improve their approach. Workers in Michigan won major victories recently as a minimum wage increase and employer-paid sick time program were reinstated by court order. Brett Pivido has the story.
In 2018, petitioners succeeded in placing a minimum wage increase along with an earned sick time provision on the November ballot. In turn, the Michigan legislature passed the measures in September to avoid a vote on the referendums. Then, in a lame duck session in December, the legislature amended the bills, delaying the wage increase and denying the full hourly rate to tipped workers. The sick time provision was also changed. Last month, a Michigan Court of Claims judge ruled that amending the original bills was a violation of the state Constitution, and the $12 minimum wage will now be instituted in February. Dr. Alicia Renee Ferris with Restaurant Opportunity Centers United helped organize the ballot initiative and is calling this a victory for Michigan workers.
This is really a victory for 685,000 Michiganders that do not make $12 an hour. So we see that as very important, particularly for low-wage restaurant workers.
The minimum wage for tipped employees is set to gradually increase to $12 per hour by 2024.
This is PNS. Now to West Virginia, where small business owners and entrepreneurs in a handful of towns have resources at their fingertips to help renovate and reuse historic downtown buildings as part of a regional effort to jumpstart local economic development and attract new residents and tourism.
Emily Wilson Hager works with Woodlands Development and Lending, a nonprofit real estate developer based in Elkins that's part of the Downtown Appalachia Revitalizing Recreational Economies, or DARE, program. She says rural business owners often face numerous challenges.
We have a lot of folks who maybe don't have any credit or they don't have a lot of collateral. And so when they want to start a business, that's really hindering them from accessing any capital.
Nadia Romlagan reporting.
The kelp forests off the Mendocino Coast in California are starting to recover with improved environmental conditions and thanks to a conservation program that sent divers to remove 45,000 pounds of invasive purple sea urchins. The urchins have devastated the once massive bull kelp forests, leaving a lifeless barren behind. Dan Abbott with the Reef Check Foundation says this is the first large-scale kelp restoration project of its kind in Northern California.
We will use the funds to redesign our website, to have activities on our campus to engage adult learners. We're also looking at murals on our campus to create that sense of belonging.
The purple sea urchin population has exploded in the last 8 years or so, partially because a wasting disease has decimated their chief predator, the sea star. And as the school year starts, some kids might gravitate towards soda and other drinks with lots of sugar. But health pros want alternatives to be on the menu.
Dr. Ruchi Kapoor is a cardiologist at the University of Washington and American Heart Association Puget Sound chapter president. She says sugary drinks have more calories and don't make for good lunchbox items.
They're not as satisfying as calories that you get from actual food, actual meals that you end up consuming at dinner or lunchtime, but because of that, you don't get full as quickly and you end up consuming a lot more of this added sugar than you would otherwise.
Kapoor says these drinks can lead to weight gain, diabetes, and high blood pressure and cholesterol. Sugary drinks also increase the risk of cavities. The beginning of school also means the start of school sports, where people could be drinking sports drinks. Dr. Kyle Dosh is dental director of Delta Dental of Washington. Dosh says people typically bathe their teeth in these sugary liquids.
Basketball game or a baseball game, the game is a couple hours in length and you're kind of sipping on this. There used to be a slogan in the dental healthcare world of sip all day, get decay.
Kapoor says water is the best alternative for people's health. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
This is Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.